Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Everything sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Hey, everybody, stay strong. Smart hygiene. Stay home. This is really a challenge, and we're all in this together. We've got a great triple header today. Dr. Matt Otten, sports medicine stem cell specialist. He's the director of orthopedics and orthobiologics at CellAx. And then Martha Lewis, she's a sleep consultant. She's the creator of a complete sleep solution. Can't wait to talk to her. And then Dr. Karen Sutton returns. She's the orthopedic surgeon, Hospital for Special Surgery. She's the head team physician, U.S. Women's Lacrosse. And she's really coming on to talk about the attention she's been paying to play inside and stay at home. So it's going to be a great triple header. I want to welcome Dr. Matt. Is it Otten or Otten, Matt?
Otten, O-T-T-E-N. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
I got it right. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. Again, the whole world of stem cell, regenerative medicine, and this whole area is a very big deal. We've talked about it a lot, Dr. Matt. Give us a little bit of background on yourself and your specialty.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm fellowship trained in sports medicine back at Detroit Beaumont Hospital. And one of the things that we worked with a lot of the professional athletes, including the Detroit Lions, and one of the things, this is about 10 years ago, and one thing that the professional athletes were starting to get away from was the conventional classic surgical interventions or cortisone injections, which all had significant limitations with regard to
downtime.
Yeah,
let alone the opioids.
Yeah,
let alone the opioids. Isn't that crazy? It's absolutely, doctor, can you get me better yesterday?
Exactly. That's the problem. And so about 10 years ago, these guys were really starting to look at alternatives. And Europe was a very, was on the forefront of what we called orthobiologics or regenerative orthopedics at that time. And they were beginning to use something called PRP and small subsections of PRP over there. And so a lot of these guys were going to Europe and specifically Germany and a couple other places to have these procedures done. As time has progressed and as this field, regenerative orthopedics and sports medicine has progressed, we've begun to utilize a variety of different modalities, including something called BMAC, which is bone marrow aspirate, where you actually take your own bone marrow and harvest your stem cells from your bone marrow and transplant them into a location of injury.
The area regenerative medicine and PRP, protein-rich plasma, the idea that we could use parts of the athlete's own body and get away from the drugs and be involved with things that the idea being is to enhance the body's natural healing, stimulate healing, then this has become a very big deal, hasn't it, Dr. Matt?
Huge deal. And not only just because it's become so publicized because of the professional athletes.
Oh, it's been overkill with the publicity. Good luck to the results.
We're really seeing positive results. If you pick the right candidate, you really see good results.
Yes, and I think also, like we talk so much about on the Sports Doctor, the whole biomechanics, somebody's foot biomechanics, are they bow-legged, do they have leg length discrepancies, all of these factors that cause wear and tear on the various joint systems. And again, if you could prevent surgery and stimulate, some natural healing, and I'm sure you guys combine an awful lot of what you do with the whole world of physical therapy and strengthening and rehab, you know, the idea, the explosion, the horror story we're in, Dr. Matt, with opioids and pain pills, which everybody 100%. Is familiar with. And the idea, the reason I wrote hashtag Hey Sports Parents is the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries and the overkill and the wear and tear. Of course, when you jumped in with, you know, a professional team, then you really were under pressure to be able to make some positive differences. But in this particular science, for the most part, is very, very low when you're using these kinds of substances. With side effects, aren't they, Dr. Matt?
Well, especially if you use autologous, meaning your own tissues, whether it come from fat, your bone marrow, or your platelets.
It's a big
now,
deal.
There is a little bit of a discrepancy there, too, because outside of your own stuff, the data is very limited, and there are some adverse events that you need to do your homework on some of this stuff.
You got to pay attention to this whole new hula hoop addition, as good as it is, like everything else, one of the big concerns, like you mentioned, is way over the top advertising and expectations. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Who knows what the topic you might be interested in, who was on the show. When we go back further than that, I might be sending you reel-to-reels, you know, with all the different years we've done and different topics. You know, I have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter, or the 8,000 followers on LinkedIn. Matter of fact, I think Dr. Otten maybe was LinkedIn. You can follow us. A lot of good sports medicine information at sports. DOC Radio. We're talking some sports medicine, regenerative medicine. Dr. Matt Otten, you practice in Las Vegas. You got a lot of people, again, who are very interested. There's so much activity out there. You know, the recreational person, arthritis. So am I hitting it on the head where I'm saying a lot of this regenerative science, Dr. Matt, really is to get the body to stimulate its own healing capabilities?
Yeah, it's the old slogan. It's the old slogan in medicine, you know, doctor, heal thyself, which really equates to body, heal thyself. So what we're doing is transplanting the own body's ability to heal itself into a location that it's needed. And you talked on a very interesting thing, which is arthritis. That's the newest thing that we're really beginning to focus on with regenerative orthopedics is arthritis, because there's such limited options available in conventional westernized medicine.
Yes, the fact that, again, the biomechanics, that individual's body type, how come his body was wearing out besides acute injury? But a lot of arthritis and wear and tear, there wasn't necessarily an injury. It's somebody walking around with a quarter-inch shortage, or somebody else who was running and jumping their whole life has been very, very active, and they just have caused all sorts of problems. What's the website people could find out about you and your work?
It's www.cellaxis.com.
Tell us more about Celaxis. Again, when we're talking about that big word, we all know orthopedics, but we're talking orthobiologics, and I think you have a major point, which is people really need to do the homework and be educated, because there's lots of, it's really exploded on the scene, all these injections and et cetera. And tell us about this Celaxis and what their revolutionary with their non-invasive procedures. Tell us about that.
So I've been doing this now for 10 years, this specific subfield of regenerative medicine and sports medicine. And so what happened was about 60% of my procedures and patient population within my sports medicine practice was requesting these types of procedures, which 9 times out of 10 are not covered by insurance.
Are you yourself an orthopedist or a general practitioner, Dr. Matt?
Sports medicine specialist. So I did a fellowship trained in sports medicine, and I'm non-operative. So I've done this for about 10 years, and there became this real niche market for valid regenerative orthopedic procedures. And so we ended up opening up a private practice specifically geared toward these procedures. We have an anesthesiologist on board to make it comfortable. We do adipose tissue transplantation. Adipose is very dense in stem cells. We do bone marrow and obviously a plethora of PRP injections. But there is a real need in the market for this.
Yes, and the decision that a patient or an athlete might make is, of course, got to be educated regarding these various capabilities, and then also continue to pay big attention to how come your shoulder wore out. You know, maybe you've been throwing pitches since you're 12 years old and overdone
it.
You've
got to look at the underlying.
Well, I'm also very interested, Dr. Matt, you know, besides the real big wear and tear, and again, the athletic side of things, when we're talking about dealing with some of these overuse and abuse injuries where we're just wearing out some of these joints and areas, and short of looking at something surgically, you know, maybe 5% of sports medicine is surgery. The other 95% is everything else. And I see your area, again, as a big weapon.
Oh, and that's why I had to open up a whole specialty office and practice just for this, because you said it, you know, maybe 5 to 15%, depending upon the population you look at, is surgical. The remaining vast majority of patients are non-operative. And like take rotator cuffs for injury. If you have a partial tear in the rotator cuff with no other significant pathology, that's really a non-operative injury. And we were limited with cortisone injections and physical therapy and or just wait it out and change your activities. Whereas these procedures actually stimulate the body to heal itself to improve your short-term and your long-term outcomes.
So I would imagine your relationship, you know, with all the different specialties, whether it's sports podiatry, whether it's orthopedics, definitely physical therapy, where, again, somebody along with maybe their strengthening, their physical therapy, might very well get involved with the therapies that you're talking about. And, again, the general area really, I guess, is, you know, is regenerative medicine, right?
That's it. It's regenerative medicine. And before, you know, 10 years ago, this was not even on the radar of physicians.
No one knew how to spell it.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were talking about that time.
No,
we were all kind of
nobody, and that's the concern today. You know, cortisone's a great medicine. It can really, really make a dramatic difference, but it can be deteriorating when it was repeated, you know, forever, especially in the world of professional sports. And the ability to say, you know, we're not going to injure the areas, again, it makes a very big deal. Where do you see this, if at all, in the world of youth sports or high school, college athletics?
So high school and colleges are very different because of the age. So let's focus on those two separately, because college is more adults at that point. But high school is a big issue with this, because before, what we would do is we'd inject cortisone into kids, and you hear this all
right.
over. And cortisone degrades tissue. It's chondrolytic, which means it kills the cartilage cells. It weakens the tendons with multiple injections.
See,
and
that,
we really
that
had nothing
surprises
else for high
a lot
kids.
Of people, right, because it's always been one of the superstars everybody knows about, cortisone injections.
Yeah, it works
and
bad.
Exactly, and it does, and it can be very, very helpful. But if it's repeated or depended on solely, then again, it becomes, again, you mentioned that word, the idea of it being deteriorating. Everybody, again, it's a sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to the website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Go to newspaper articles with an endless array of information. Check out the radio shows. Talking almost at a time with Dr. Matt Otten. Give us the website another time, Matt.
Absolutely. So my office is Cell Axis, located in Las Vegas, Nevada, www.cellaxis.com, CELLAXYS.
And again, when you're talking injecting the joints, so again, whether it's the shoulder or the knee or the back or the foot ankle, I would imagine these things, again, are valuable, but again, evaluating and being confident that this athlete or their parents are under the proper supervision, I think is something that's very, very important. And I know you agree.
Oh, couldn't agree more. There's a lot of snake oil salesmen in this current business as of the last two or three years.
Oh, so you mean in Las Vegas there might be?
I mean everywhere, nationally and internationally. Yes. This is becoming snake oil salesman central. So you got
I would expect chiropractic medicine also. I would expect chiropractic medicine, absolutely. I've had chiropractors on the show for, gosh, decades, would also absolutely look to pay attention to what you could bring to the table, because many times we see again, American medicine is relied on, either inject it, operate on it, or give it drugs. Sports doctor, I paid attention to Eastern medicine, acupuncture, holistic medicine, Dr. Matt, for decades, give or take a few weeks, and we're really starting to see a lot more attention paid to, again, that topic, that regenerative medicine, and again, stem cells, protein-rich plasma, like you said, the bone marrow, all of these other options, and if you can use a part of that person's own body, that's the top goal, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. If we can heal the body by harnessing its own power to heal itself, it's a win.
And there's no side effects, right? This is
such
a big deal in sports medicine, because the idea that the array, you can't watch television for 2 minutes without watching an array of side effects. And, you know, medicines have their place. But the idea, again, that there's such a whole other area now, and I guess big learning curve going on, Dr. Matt, in regenerative medicine, right?
Huge learning curve. This actually takes up virtually a whole day and multiple different lectures from the Academy of Orthopedic Surgery on the annual
meeting. I got to have you back, Matt. We about ran out of time.
I'm more than happy to come back and talk.
Yes. Give me the website quickly again, and then you'll hold on. Give me that site.
www.cellaxys.com, cellaxys.com.
Great. Hold on, Matt. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. again, Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Martha Lewis. Martha is a sleep consultant. She's the creator of the complete sleep solution. For 30 years on the Sports Doctor, we've talked recovery and the importance of sleep and where it fits in. So, Martha, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Give us some background on you and the complete sleep solution and that whole topic and what you're doing.
Sure. I got into sleep originally when my son was a baby and wasn't a great sleeper. And I ended up hiring a sleep consultant to help with his sleep. And it changed my life so much that I became a sleep consultant to help other parents with their babies and kids sleep. But the ironic thing is that even after he was sleeping, I wasn't. And my insomnia started in late pregnancy, but didn't go away even when he was sleeping through the night at 6 months old, and lasted for another year and a half until I finally said, I have got to do something about this. I am miserable. And luckily, Dana Obelman, who I trained with for baby sleep, also offered an adult sleep certification. And I decided to do that, pretty skeptical because I already knew a lot about sleep. But it turns out that I did need to make multiple changes to my lifestyle and my habits and the timing of when I was eating certain foods. And that made all the difference. And I went back to sleeping great, just like I used to before being a mom. And then I most recently learned about testing for underlying health issues that affect sleep. So looking at things like gut health and hormone balance and thyroid health. Yeah. And getting into those.
Yeah, let alone anxiety.
Well.
Yes. Let alone the pressure of life. Whether we're talking about the best athlete in the world and the kind of pressure that he or she is under to perform or to deal with an injury, et cetera, or we're talking about 90% of the rest of us who sometimes don't realize how important it is to understand the recovery and the importance of sleep. And I think in our culture where there's a pill for everything, and of course everybody assumes, hey, do you take sleep medicine? Are you taking sleep medicine? And the fact that there's an actual non-prescription science behind it, I think, is that still news to most people?
Probably. I think it's not as well known that, these health conditions can cause insomnia.
I got news for you. The term sleep consultant?
I'll
bet you, really, I don't remember hearing that term, sleep consultant, and it makes so much sense. Right,
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to remember in 30 years of radio. Have I heard? No, I'm sure I have. what is some bullet points that go into the complete sleep solution, things that are important for whether, again, it's a adolescent athlete, whether it's his parents, or it's the rest of us who want to stay healthy, give us that solution.
Yeah, definitely. You pretty much need to look at every aspect of your life, if you aren't sleeping. So, for example, you need to look at diet, you need to look at exercise, you need to look at stress is huge, and your mindset about sleep. You need to look at, your sleep environment, what your bedroom is like, your sleep hygiene, what you're doing before bed.
So, yeah, how about social media? New intrusion of social media? Martha, what's the website for the sleep solution? What's the best website with you?
Yes, it's thecompletesleepsolution.com.
TheCompleteSleepSolution.com. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go over to radio shows, you can go back years, what were the topics, who was on, you could listen to whatever you would like. almost 10 years it goes. Before that, I think we have to get into what tapes and the reel-to-reel stuff. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of topics that I've written for Lower Extremity Review. One of my most popular infamous articles is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. A lot of great stuff on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. Authors, doctors, trainers, whatever happens to be, or LinkedIn. We're speaking with a sleep consultant, Martha Lewis. You know, the whole science of sleep. We were talking about what goes into the complete sleep solution. Of course, it's everything. It's whether it's the mental game, as we talk about it all the time on The Sports Doctor, stress and your diet, and what about social media, let alone what's going on, of course, in our world today, which we, you know, it's just like an invasion from Mars. So the whole idea of looking at the whole body, and then where do people go from there to make maybe these kinds of changes, you know, regarding these steps that it takes to try to pay attention and sleep better?
Well, you know, there's a lot of basic information out there for sure. But, you know, I think sleep consultant, we are this new thing because of the necessity, because so many people aren't sleeping. And so it can really help to have someone looking at that for you and, you know, assessing every area of your life. That's what I do with
my
clients.
What about a team? You know, I would think that serious sports teams, not news. This is not
right.
News to any athlete, serious athlete or coach or parent of serious athlete or coach. It's mixed into the whole philosophy in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, when we're talking about your son or daughter and they're traveling sports or they're really pushing the envelope and they've got all sorts of overuse, injuries and problems, and some of it's mental. You know, my son or daughter, she's not sleeping, she's exhausted, she's got to go to practice, she's living on pain medicine, over-the-counter medicine. Do you get involved in that world, Martha?
Yeah, definitely. I love working with athletes. I mean, I live in a mountain town with a lot of extreme and professional athletes. And so, yeah, sleep is even more important when you're performing on that level.
And again, the idea of recovery, where, you know, injuries is such a big part, again, of everything. We were just talking about, you know, the overuse injuries, just too much of a schedule, let alone a professional athlete or a serious college athlete or high school, where we're very, very serious, training all the time. One of the most noted chapters in my book, Martha, is called Youth Sports and Drugs, where I really just talk about the serious young athlete, even adolescents and up. Half of them are living on over-the-counter pain medicine because they're overdoing it. They're just overstressed. They're training too hard. There's all sorts of pressure on them. And if you sit down, you know, 25 of these kids and ask them how well they're sleeping, would be an interesting answer, I think, that you would get. And I think that was one of the reasons I was excited to have you on, which is to be able to talk about paying attention to this you know, let alone what you started off with, which is, when you think about it, new moms, you know, God bless you, right? Trying to
right.
get to sleep, let alone the baby, you know, having problems. So you were able to find somebody who could help you with that. How many years ago is that?
That was 2.5 years ago.
Okay. And again, you're going to see, you know, the area. You know, like we were just talking about with my first guest, with Dr. Otten, talking about regenerative medicine and the pressures on getting people back sooner, getting them back faster, and then dealing again with, you know, I know you pay a lot of attention to the woman in business, and again, that whole side of challenges of good sleep, not limited to women, but you pay big attention to that topic, Martha, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
What are some of those challenges?
Well, it's a lot of stress at that level. And the reason is because our body releases the hormone cortisol in response to stress. But when your body is releasing that all day and all night long, then it's going to interfere with your sleep because your cortisol levels should be at pretty much zero at bedtime and in the middle of the night. So yeah, that external constant stress and busyness and pressure can,
yeah, do you find
can
that,
definitely interfere.
Mixing in, you know, we talk about it all the time. I've been talking about the importance of meditation and visualization for, I don't know, 25 years, give or take a few weeks, especially in the world of figure skating and some of these other particular sports where the ability to try to tone it down a little bit, you know, relax and meditate once concern about, you know, Eastern medicine. Now acupuncture is such a big deal, and so is meditation. Do you mix that in to the importance of being able to sleep better if you include maybe paying attention to meditation?
I do, for sure. And it has helped me extremely with my sleep, and I definitely recommend it to all of my clients.
Where are you climbing mountains? Where are you at?
I'm in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh, okay. Yes, some beautiful, beautiful country. Again, people hiking, people being very, very active. And that's what you got to tell them. You tell these people, besides trying to get some good sleep, really, really paying attention to that, you got to make sure you're in the right shoe. You got orthotics in your shoes. That's my pearl for the day from the sports doctor, from the from the sleep consultant. So your complete solution is a whole program that people get involved with, right, Martha?
Exactly, yes.
And they could find out about that on your website.
Yes.
And give me that again.
TheCompleteSleepSolution.com.
So that's all spelled out. The
yes.
CompleteSleepSolution.com. I'm going to talk more about that when we have sleep consultant Martha Lewis coming back. And we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago and the fun of live radio. And we're talking the importance of sleep. We're talking with sleep consultant Martha Lewis and her complete sleep solution. And we were talking about, you know, that it's a program. And you were mentioning, Martha, some important bullet points that go into the program. Talk a little bit more about that, if you would.
Yeah, sure. So I also, you know, do these five lab tests, again, to look for these underlying health issues. So that's a big part of how I'm getting to the root cause of why people aren't sleeping. And this is really important for people who have been struggling for a really long time and say they're following all the sleep rules already. You know, they're not watching screens before bed and they're meditating like we talked about and they aren't eating too close to bedtime. You know, they're doing all the things and they still aren't able to sleep. And to me, that means that something is physiologically going on in their body that is literally causing cortisol to be released and keeping them awake at night. And so looking at things like gut health with a gastrointestinal map that shows, you know, whether they have a pathogen like a parasite or bacterial overgrowth or fungal overgrowth, because all of those creatures are nocturnal and cause inflammation at night. And cortisol, as the anti-inflammatory hormone, comes into the rescue. But that's going to be happening at that.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's going to happen at 3 or 4 a.m.
I would imagine, too,
when it's
Martha,
not supposed
that
to be there.
You would have associations with medicine, psychology. You know, you're talking about gut health. You're talking about people's stress levels or whatever. And I would think that the medical professions and the professions involving those areas, I would think would be, sounds like a good marriage with you guys. How is that relationship with medicine, psychology?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I use all of those. I'm definitely not a medical doctor. I work under a practitioner who is of the functional medicine vein. And so that's, you know, that's how we're doing those
Excellent.
Lab tests.
That's the best place to be. Yes.
That's the best place to be.
Yes. Many times when I talk about my own profession of sports podiatry, the role of the foot, the role of structure, where do things, you know, we were talking with my first guest about joints wearing out and arthritis and talking about mechanically, where does a lot of this stuff come from? Medically, some of these problems. So the term functional medicine, which maybe one person out of 10 on the street could even give you a definition, you know, because regular medicine didn't know how to spell functional medicine 20 years ago. So that's a good profession to be under that mixes all of the ingredients in, you know, the idea of drugs when necessary, the idea of physical therapy, the idea of holistic medicine, the idea of podiatry mechanics, that whole mixture. And again, you know, what person wouldn't raise their hand when you'd say, hey, how important is sleep, right?
Right.
Yet again, I think it's news. Maybe it's just been so common. How big a deal is the new technology and the overwhelming social media? Good luck to us when it comes to how that affects our sleep, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we didn't have these sleep problems at this level 200 years ago or even a few decades ago. So, you know, our lifestyle has changed so much in the last couple hundred
Brutal.
Years and
yes.
so have our sleep problems. And so, yeah, this...
And we all take medicine or we're all on... You know, one of my pet peeves on the sports doctor, Martha, for decades has been that the United States is one of only two countries in the world that even allows television advertising of prescription drugs. And it's a pill for everything. And we don't stop with the advertising of medicines. And the fact that, and if it's not a medicine commercial, it's a diet one. You know, so we are overwhelmed with the non-natural, holistic approaches. And I think that has to make, again, sleep sometimes much, much more of a problem when people are taking, you know, all sorts, let alone supplements, but definitely all sorts of medicines.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sleeping pills have all kinds of side effects, and they don't give you a natural sleep, so you don't get the same restorative benefits that you do from a normal, natural good night's sleep.
And do you mix in, you know, whether it's herbal or supplements or other kinds of things, you know, the old melatonin, which has been around, it seems, forever. Do you mix in, do you find valuable, Martha, any of these supplements, vitamins, when it comes to, I was very excited about CBD. Do you find anything that you like to add when it comes to naturally helping sleep?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not a huge fan of melatonin by itself. You know, there's evidence that when you take melatonin that your body will then stop producing it. And so I like to work with people to raise their melatonin levels naturally. And so that's looking at environmental factors, like making sure you're not exposed to blue light the couple hours before bed, you know, taking some time to wind down, meditate, and encourage the production of melatonin naturally.
Or move to Wyoming, right?
Yeah, right.
Maybe if you want, right, move to the mountains and, you know, that part of the country that sometimes, you know, I'm in Chicago here from New York, that, you know, wouldn't have the slightest idea of that kind of, you know, even natural lifestyle, fresh air, and, you know, all of these kinds of things, that natural light that, again, are so important. I guess it's hard to, you know, find replacements, you know, for that, to say the least. But the, you know, the idea of depending, especially again in our society where there's so much pushed with sleep medicines and sleep ingredients. I guess people need to be educated, Martha, right? That's why I really wanted to have you on.
Yeah, exactly. Sleep has become such a problem, with a third of Americans getting fewer than 7 hours sleep a night. So, yeah, it's a big deal these days.
And again, the idea of the young athlete with all of these pressures and overzealous parents and overzealous coaches, I would think that the whole world, the $20 billion a year world of youth sports, has to have a real effect, and there would be some real value in education. Do you find more people paying attention to that side of it, Martha, with youth sports and recovery, the difference that the good night's sleep could make in recovery?
Yes, I mean, I know many athletes, especially professional athletes, totally value their sleep. I mean, some pros sleep up to 12 hours a night. So, and I think that when you're at that level, and even these serious, you know, high school and college athletes, that they know that they need sleep. And so luckily there is
how many hours
movement.
Do we need, by the way? Right? Hey, I forgot that question, right? Martha, how many hours is what's important and optimum in your mind with the complete solution?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, the recommendation for long-term health is 7 to 9 hours a night. So it varies for everyone. And some people might only need that seven and a half. You know, an athlete who is training all the time probably needs closer to 9, maybe even more. So, you know, the best thing is to be able to wake up naturally without an alarm clock and make sure that you can get all the sleep you need.
And waking up during the night that people have problems with, I guess, is a whole other area. You know, I can't sleep through the night. I wake up a couple of times besides going to the bathroom.
Right. No, that's the biggest problem of the people I work with. And that's when I see that there's something else going on. There's something underlying going on that is literally causing them to wake up.
Oh, the stress. Martha, give me the website again quickly, please.
TheCompleteSleepSolution.com.
Martha Lewis, sleep consultant. Thank you so much. Hold on for a second, Martha. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor, and I'm excited to have returning Dr. Karen Sutton. Karen's an orthopedic surgeon. She She's the team physician for United States women's lacrosse. She's very, very involved in the whole world of sports medicine. She's with the hospital special surgery. But she's been very involved very recently with this craziness going on, the importance of play inside with the kids, stay at home. So that's why we jumped in and you took my segment. Dr. Karen Sutton, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about the activities that you've been paying attention to regarding play inside. We're all in this together. This whole effort, I've seen so much of this stuff with you on LinkedIn. Tell us about that.
Sure. I think in the challenging times with COVID-19, the pandemic that's going on, I think it's still important to encourage and send a positive message to people to see what they can do during this time. That's when I look to start the stay-at-home challenge, to invite people to start different workouts, share different meals that they may be cooking with canned foods, just anything creative they're doing during this time to encourage social distancing.
It's a real challenge. And the fact that, again, I know you're on the top of the world in the sports medicine area. And some of your videos with your own workout are sometimes really is pretty amazing with you as an athlete. You know me, I always say to you, as long as you got the orthotics in your shoes, I'm happy with you. So again, to stay at home, we have balance exercises, doing rubber band exercises, trying to be creative. It is a very, very, very impossible situation, including, again, young competitive athletes trying to stay in shape, trying to deal with this impossible mental challenge with their parents, coaches, everybody else. Very big thing you just said, trying to put a positive vibe into this. And I think that's what you're paying a lot of attention to. And mm-hmm. I think it's had some great, receiving from the whole community, your world, the sports medicine world, with this. Wouldn't you say?
I agree. I think that a lot of the athletes out there want to get the message across to encourage younger athletes. And it's really challenging because we don't see a lot of symptoms of COVID-19, the virus, in our younger athletes. But it's really important to still encourage messaging to keep social distancing.
Yeah, but they could be carriers.
Exactly.
This is like we were invaded from Mars. This is,
I know,
this kind of scenario, as far as its craziness, its challenge, its very, very, very real medical manifestations, et cetera, et cetera. Yet, again, on the Sports Doctor and the whole world of youth sports, the fact that we are going to be getting back not only into the kids and the sports that they love, but their parents, sometimes overzealous parents and coaches. Paying some attention to the importance of, trying to deal with some of this stuff. Your whole world of elective surgery has been put on hold with these.
Yeah,
with this crisis.
We're definitely changing at this time to really address urgent patients. And so a lot of us in the orthopedic world are trying to keep patients out of the emergency rooms so that we'll see them in our outpatient offices.
Where are
That's
you?
Correct.
Where are you at, Dr. Karen? Where are you at? What location are you?
The Hospital for Special Surgery is located in New York and Connecticut, and right now I'm seeing patients in Connecticut.
Oh, my gosh. So you're smack in the middle of the super zone. I thought you were on. Of course, you could hear my New York accent, that I practice it once a week on the Sports Doctor. So the state area, tremendously challenging with the all hands on deck. And the idea of, and we haven't seen, I guess, anywhere near the worst of it. Now, I saw you had, when some of these kids outside as well as inside, you had them running ladders and doing different kinds of exercises. And
those are some of your faves?
Really?
I'm a fan of being creative. So my daughter enjoys the hula hoop and my boys enjoy ladder drills. They also like looking at some of the stars in their fields, like lacrosse and football. And some of these guys are putting on some fun videos and doing some tricks that they're able to do at home, too.
So I think it's fun to see some of the leaders in our sports world showing the youngsters what they can do in the comfort of their own home.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you played at Duke, didn't you? You played lacrosse at Duke. Yeah, you know, growing up in New York, lacrosse was always a big, big, big deal on the East Coast. I came to the Midwest a million years ago. No one knew how to spell it. You know, now one of the fastest growing, I always felt lacrosse was one of the most challenging physical sports. Tremendous amounts of running, changing direction, which is why we always paid such big attention to the role of the foot and stability training in the world of lacrosse. And you're right smack in the middle of lots of different sports as a team position, aren't you?
Yeah, my main sports I work with are lacrosse and ski and snowboard, both of which, you know, we did have to postpone a world championship for both lacrosse and actually for ski and snowboard due to the COVID-19 virus and keeping
everybody safe. And my figure skaters. I had two figure skaters, longtime orthotics. We're putting orthotics in figure skates. My poster boy is the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Lysacek. Any skiing, skating sport, big time custom orthotics. It's my pearl for the day.
It's important to keep that alignment appropriate.
Yes, but the world championships, again, you know, you were canceled. So I would imagine, again, in your world, tremendous, you know, mental stress and anxiety and disappointment. It's great to see some optimism with doing the best we can. That's why I had to move the mountains and get you on before May.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's great to be on. And I do want to encourage people to continue doing the sports that they love, whether it's inside or in the backyard, and trying to interact with other, either their coach or other athletes through social media. There's a lot of video conferencing that people can do now that I think really brings people closer together.
Oh, especially also, Dr. Karen, we have no sports to watch. There was no March Madness. I had my Louisville shirt out. You know what I mean?
It's a travesty. I had my Duke gear going, ready to go.
Yes. So this is uncharted territory times 100. And again,
yeah, but
I think
we're making a lot of good decisions in terms of postponing sports, canceling events. People are definitely making appropriate decisions here.
It's not easy. We're not an authoritarian society. It's not easy to mandate what people need to do. We have to argue about it, you know, for the first X amount of months. God bless America. But I think now that 80% of America is indoors, I think the reality has hit us all between the eyes. And paying attention, especially. How old are your kids?
Mine range from 4 to 10.
Okay. Then you're, hey, sports parents, I'm going to send you a PDF of the book if you don't have it already.
That's good.
I've been really
impressed by our frontline responders in New York and Connecticut. People champions. Really stepping up to the plate.
Oh, champions, superstars. I would run out of words of the whatever word we, you know, endurance, tremendous, the loyalty. You know, we used to always the Hippocratic Oath. You think about
right.
it as a doctor, and you think about it, and this is above and beyond just times 10.
It is certainly reusing equipment if they need to, working extra hours. You can see the imprints of masks on their faces, the exhaustion and dedication
but
that
I'm
they've
sorry,
had every day.
But I'm sorry, in the richest country in the world, the United States of America, there should not be any shortage of whatever equipment all of you need and our first responders need. But give me your website that people can, Karen, give me your website that I want
Karen
you to hold
Sutton.
On to a second. KarenSutton.com. You can read about the endless array of stuff she's doing, including this fantastic stuff with Play Inside, Stay at Home. Karen, hold on a quickie second.